You may not know this about me, but I have an amazing ability to predict the future. In fact, I predicted months ago that K-State would play in the Sugar Bowl. It's amazing, right? Well, I'll tell you how in just a minute. But first, it's worth considering that the Old Testament is full of predictions. Or more appropriately, we'd call them prophecies. So we find one such prophecy in the first reading today from Isaiah. 700 years before Jesus, the Lord said, "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." And in case there's any doubt, in the Christmas story, Matthew says specifically, all this happened to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel." Wow. Prophecy, Virgin Mary, Jesus. Done. Really? Was this prophecy really about Jesus and Mary and Christmas? Or was Matthew just really wishing that it was? Well, I'm the right person to answer that question because I happen to be in the business of predicting the future. You see, months ago, I was eating breakfast and I put sugar in my bowl. And at that moment, I knew that a team from Kansas would be playing in the Sugar Bowl before the year was over. I know you may wonder in amazement, or you may just wonder how I worked so hard to fit the future into the past. Well, in that same way, some people wonder whether the first reading should have anything to do with the gospel. So let's take a look. So Isaiah went to Ahaz, the king of Judah, because Jerusalem was about to be destroyed. And to show that God would not let that happen, he would send a sign. A young woman would give birth to a son. And before that son would even grow up, this is farther into the reading than we heard this morning, but before that son would even grow up, the threat against the king and Jerusalem would be gone. And that's exactly what happened. A son was born who became one of Judah's most faithful leaders and the hero of the book of Isaiah. His name was not Emmanuel, because in Hebrew, the name is oftentimes not what they go by, but who they are. So even though he went by Hezekiah, he was God with us, the meaning of the name Emmanuel. Prophecy fulfilled, sort of. You see, it wasn't long before Hezekiah was gone. The peace didn't last forever, and Jerusalem didn't go unconquered forever. In fact, future prophets, like Micah, believed that if someone was going to be God with us, perhaps it was someone more than Hezekiah. So what would it mean to give the ultimate fulfillment to this prophecy? Well, how about this? Wouldn't it be incredible if the young woman who gave birth to a son was a virgin who hadn't even had relations with a man? And wouldn't it be incredible if this son was not just God with us like God on our side, but God with us because God is one of us? That's exactly what happened at Christmas. I may be the amazing predictor. In fact, I already know who's going to win the World Cup final today. ask me tomorrow who I predicted. But that's nothing compared to Isaiah, whose prophecy was fulfilled twice, faithfully in Hezekiah and perfectly in Jesus. What an amazing event that we're preparing for this week. An event that was prepared for us before it even happened.